Even Native Americans living in those cities are practicing traditional methods to feed themselves and others. Hilda Echohawk, age 33, is Pawnee and Athabascan and owns a Seattle catering and private chef company, Birch Basket. To cut down on trips to the grocery store, she has started foraging in her backyard, a skill she was taught as a child. She is harvesting cedarwood and irises to brew into tea and dandelions to saute. After much of his work dried up, Brian Yazzie, a private chef in St. Paul who is Navajo, decided to volunteer at the Gatherings Cafe in Minneapolis, which is feeding Native American seniors. He is cooking almost exclusively with traditional Native ingredients, making stew out of beans from Ramona Farms in Scranton, Arizona, and cooking elderberries into a sauce for barbecue chicken. Indigenous people survived colonization, and so has our food and ingredients, said Mr. Yazzie, age 33. Practicing our foodways is a sign of resiliency. Josh Collins and Chelsea Luger, a married couple who founded an indigenous wellness program called Well for Culture, live near Scottsdale, Arizona, an affluent city where they have access to high-end grocery stores like Whole Foods Market. Still, they have been taking daily drives to the Salt River Maricopa Indian community, where Mr. Collins, age 37, grew up, to harvest cactus buds, berries, and wild onions. Mr. Collins owns a plot of land on the reservation where he and Ms. Luger, age 32, plan to build a house within the next year or so. Despite the food hardships that have beset Native Americans for so long, Ms. Luger said they are a population uniquely well-positioned to weather the pandemic. We're not as far away from our traditional ways of life as most Americans are, she said. Our sense of community and family is as strong as ever. As this pandemic continues to grow, she added, I can tell you that I feel safer on the reservation than anywhere else.